Joining us live over the phone this morning is Mark Tesoro. He is with the Southwest Wyoming Off-Road Trails Organization, working to connect the communities, the forest, and historical societies through trails. Mark, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing good, Duke. Thank you.
I appreciate you taking some time and just talking about Southwest Wyoming Off-Road Trails. Give us a history on this organization and this group, Mark, if you would. Tell us how this all got started, what the goals are, and what you're currently working on.
Sure, absolutely. So this is a pretty new organization. It's kind of a loose working group of individuals, agencies, and interested entities that would like to see a trail system connecting Southwest Wyoming. I started this idea. I came up with it back about 6 months ago. And after going to Moab for years and riding mountain bikes, I could see all of these guys riding their ATVs and UTVs in the area. And, I thought, why aren't we inviting people to Southwest Wyoming to do the same thing? Of course, we don't have the natural wonders and the geography that Moab does, but we do have a lot to offer in Southwest Wyoming. So I got together with a few individuals, presented at the Uinta County Economic Development meeting, and they liked the idea and said, why don't you put together a working group and try and keep this moving forward. So I immediately contacted Rick Schuler with the Forest Service down here, because I know they have a trail system in the Uintas, ATV off-road trail system that they've had for over 20 years there. And they've got 350 miles of trails. And I talked to him, and he thought it was a fantastic idea. He said he's actually been wanting to do something like this for over 20 years, to try and connect his trail system in the mountains, in the forest, to the communities, so you could ride out of the communities. And really, this would be an economic driver for Southwest Wyoming. You know, we've always had, the idea that, you know, our communities are kind of pass-through communities. People going to Bear Lake, people going to the Uintas, people going to Flaming Gorge or to Yellowstone. They'll pass through, get some gas, maybe something to eat, and then keep moving through. But really, this would be an idea to keep people in our communities more than just a day, a couple days. And there's plenty of models of trail systems like this throughout the country. In fact, they have a big one down in Panguitch, Utah, that people go and ride on for 3, 4, 5 days. They'll drive from community to community. They'll stay. They'll camp. They'll eat in restaurants, gas up in gas stations. So, you know, with the downturn in the economy, from oil and coal and natural gas, that has just kind of devastated Southwest Wyoming, you know, what better idea than to invite people here for a natural resource that we have, which is the open space, trails, and land that they can come and see. So the good thing about it is that there's already existing roads and trails throughout much of the space in Southwest Wyoming. So this would be just marketing a trail system, a road, to get from point A to point B.
That was my next question for you, Mark, is if these trails and roads are already in existence, or if this is going to be a project to build new trails, and how that process works.
Sure. When I presented to the BLM in Kemmer a couple months ago, that was their first question. Are you looking at building new roads and trails? And I would say that 99% of our prospect of a trail system would be not to build new roads and trails. It would be using existing two tracks roads and county roads that are already there. And in fact, in Evanston, the first leg of the trail system that we're trying to get off the ground as the stepping stone for the rest of it would be from Evanston to Bridger Valley. You could come into Evanston, unload your vehicle once, ride over to Fort Bridger and, see the fort for the day, ride and see the Piedmont Kilns right up to the forest. But that trail system will be based off of the county road system, and we're just trying to work with landowners and different agencies and entities in the meantime to try and get that off the ground. Really, once we get to the county road system, the county has already been on board with it, and they're looking at passing an ordinance to approve the ATVs on county roads. That would be the first leg of the trail system. Of course, we'd want to get to from Bridger Valley over to Kemmer or from Evanston to Kemmer. And so we're looking at a way to try and make that happen. There is a lot of checkerboarded land from all the way across Wyoming, of course, on the sides of the railroad. And so we've got to work with all of those different landholders and entities to try and make something like this happen. But really, it's nothing new. I mean, they've done plenty of these trail systems have happened in other places in the country, and there's no reason that we couldn't have one like that here.
Mark Tesoro with the Southwest Wyoming Off-Road Trails. Mark, if someone out here listening wants to be involved and help support and assist with this or get part of the organization, what's the best way to do that?
Sure. They can call me down at the office in Evanston. I'm a full-time newspaper guy and part-time trail guy. You can reach me at 307-789-6560. That's at the Uinta County Herald newspaper office. Or you can also email me at mtesoro@uintacountyherald.com.
Again, Mark Tesoro with the Southwest Wyoming Off-Road Trails. Mark, thank you for your time. Anything else about this trail system you're working on you wanted to mention today?
Well, I just wanted to give a quick shout out to Senator Van Dockstetter. I approached him in January and gave him a little rundown on what I had started working on for the trail system here. And he was able to, jump all over it right away. He just said what a great system it would be if they could connect a trail system from Evanston, Bridger Valley, and Kemmer up to Star Valley, Afton, and Cokeville Way. So he's been very supportive on this whole project and couldn't be happier with all of the different groups that we've had interested so far.
Fantastic. That's Mark Tesoro, Southwest Wyoming Off-Road Trails. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on the SVI Radio Network.